Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, November the 29th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Democrats give a big thumbs up for Nancy Pelosi to be the next House Speaker. Also on the Thursday rundown, a new report raises concerns about the rate of uninsured children across the nation. Plus a high five for family caregivers. Topping our news, House Democrats voted overwhelmingly to nominate Nancy Pelosi to the speakership. The vote was 203-32, that from the Hill. They report that outcome Wednesday was no surprise, despite an entrenched rebellion from insurgent lawmakers who want changes to Democratic leadership. Pelosi was running uncontested, and she enjoys widespread support with the liberal-heavy caucus she's led since 2003. The Hill adds that lawmakers cast their ballots just after a deal was announced between Pelosi and the Problem Solvers Caucus on changes to rules aimed at empowering rank-and-file lawmakers and breaking partisan gridlock. New data out today shows that only 3% of California children are uninsured. That's the same as last year. But Suzanne Potter reports advocates say federal policies could reverse the gains.
Researchers with the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families found that nationally almost a decade of progress has begun to slip, with 5% of kids now uninsured. Mike O'Day with Children Now says California's health care policies, like the decision to allow undocumented kids into Medi-Cal, have an outsized impact.
Because of the size of California, we have about 300,000 uninsured kids, and that's about 8% of the nation's total uninsured kids. So we can really make a difference in California. You know, we need to think about health coverage affordability for families and what that means for the family budget.
Anecdotal evidence shows that enrollment in a number of public assistance programs is already dropping because the Trump administration has proposed changes to the public charge rules that make the use of certain programs count against legal immigrants when they apply for citizenship. The administration says migrants must be able to support themselves financially. I'm Suzanne Potter.
The Trump administration cut the open enrollment period for the ACA in half. It remains open until December the 15th. Meantime, when Medicaid was expanded, Louisiana expected about 375,000 people to sign up. But as of August, the number was nearly 475,000. Susan East Nelson with Louisiana Partnership for Children and Families says the impact on the state has been dramatic.
We've heard stories from rural families that without Medicaid expansion, our local hospital would have closed, and it would have been 2 hours when my grandfather had a stroke, and he would not be here today.
This is the eighth year the Georgetown Center for Children and Families has issued the report and the first time that not a single state made progress. A striking majority of senators voted Wednesday to move forward on a bill ending U.S. support for a Saudi-led coalition fight in Yemen. The Huffington Post calls it the biggest condemnation to date of a three-year policy linked to tens of thousands of deaths, hundreds of alleged war crimes, and bitter stateside debate under two presidents. The Post notes that 14 Republicans voted with every single Democrat in the chamber to consider the resolution. It was authored by Senators Bernie Sanders, Chris Murphy, and Mike Lee of Utah. It demands the policy be ended within 30 days. Groups in Montana and nationwide are urging the Congress to reauthorize and fully fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund as a lame duck session ticks down. Eric Tegedoff explains.
The LWCF provides access to public lands and expired in September. Montana has received nearly $600 million since the fund was created more than 50 years ago. Tom Healy with the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers Montana chapter says the program opened up 13,000 acres to the public last year in northwestern Montana. A similar project adjacent to Lost Trail National Wildlife Refuge is slated for 2020, but Healy says it won't happen without LWCF reauthorization.
This is hunting grounds that families in the Flathead Valley have been using for a couple generations, and unless LWCF can fund an opportunity like this, that'll go away and those lands will be sold into the private sector.
The program has provided funds to open nearly 70% of public fishing access sites in Montana and also funds facilities such as playgrounds, swimming pools, and urban bike paths. LWCF dollars are from royalties paid by energy companies drilling offshore, meaning it doesn't rely on taxpayer dollars.
Supporters say they are optimistic the program will gain approval, along with supporting the state's booming recreation industry, which generates more than $7 billion in consumer spending a year. They say the LWCF has become integral to Montanans' way of life. Finally, Ross Brown reports on any given day, more than 44 million Americans take time out of their own lives to care for a family member, friend, or neighbor, which is why November is designated as Family Caregivers Awareness Month.
In South Dakota, the contribution provided by more than 86,000 caregivers adds up to about $1 billion in unpaid labor annually. AARP State President Jill Tyler says many caregivers assist with health care needs or help those with disabilities better manage their lives.
We're not talking about a small group. We're not talking even about a small number of very specific needs. There's such a breadth to what family caregivers are doing for their families.
Tyler adds that South Dakota's estimate of 86,000 caregivers is probably a low number because many family members carry out caregiving tasks in an unofficial capacity.
More information about caregiving is available online at aarp.org/caregiving. I'm Mike Clifford, and you have been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.